Tell me, how do you spell ukulele? How do you spell ukulele? How do you spell it? Ukulele. I know it starts with a U. Yeah, is U for used to be, K a co-a-tree, U for up and down, that's how you strum it, see. L is for the luau, E for every girl and boy, L for licking fingers, E from eating all that poi. And that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell it. Ukulele, ukulele. To play the ukulele, is it hard to play the ukulele? Because it seems hard to play the ukulele. U-K-U-L-E-L-E. No, it's just one chord and then another. You play one chord and then you play another. It's just one chord and then another. U, K, U, A, L, A, L, A. It's like this. Spell ukulele. I forgot how you spell it. Ukulele. How do you spell ukulele? It's U, K, U, something like that. Yeah, listen here. U for used to be, K for co-a-tree, U for up and down. That's how you strum it, see. L is for the luau, E for every girl and boy, L for licking fingers, E from eating all that poi. And that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell ukulele, that's how you spell ukulele.
Thank you. Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. And streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our own slbradio.org/radio. Today, artist Celeste C. Smith on the Exposure Artists Program at the Pittsburgh Foundation at 7:20. Illustrator and fine artist Nicholas Homan, co-author of the children's book In a Button with Melissa Butler at 7:50. Gabe Tillove previewing Phipps Conservatory's Virtual Native Plant and Sustainability Conference at 8:20. At 10:05, we have Center for Young Musicians Pianists, students from the Ellis School at 10:20. And students talking about Community Kitchens Project Lunch Tray at 10:35. Those three youth segments, all from 2017. Live music and conversation with folk pop singer-songwriter and pianist Julianne Wright in our 11 o'clock hour, plus puzzles and games all morning long, and selections from Blue Haze featuring Robert Hale and the Eighth Wonder Band all morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for meeting us here.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
I need someone. Help, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? Much younger than today, never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me.
Robert Hale and the Eighth Wonder Band. And that's the album we'll be featuring songs from this morning. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. The biggest news this week on the SLB front is our lights finally arrived. And we're so happy about it that the electricians are working today. They're here. Ricky just let them in. Jameson Graney Electric and Company installing these beautiful lights. And I know it's hard to get excited about lighting, maybe, but what's nice is these are energy efficient. They light, they're long light bars, about maybe 16 inches in height, about 12 feet long, and maybe about a 2 or 3 inch area where the light comes out of. But what's neat is they're surrounded by a sound absorbent material. So in addition to providing light, they provide acoustics. And I think there are, I should know this, but about 20-some fixtures, of which 2 are up and more are going up as we speak, just outside of the studio that I'm in right now and soon to be the illumination for our 2 new classrooms, 3 additional studios, 8 multimedia creation stations for youth, and a lounge area, all as part of our expansion. Also, the doors came this week, and they're, for the most part, installed. Knobs on the way, hardware on the way. Next week, carpeting gets put into place. So we're excited about our studio coming together. And we're excited to have you here for, as you heard, during our rundown, what's going to be a very busy program today with a lot of guests. And a lot of puzzles, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Good morning to Russ, who enjoyed hearing the version of Help that we opened up with this morning. Happy to make you smile. Russ is in North Carolina. And hello to Tommy in Virginia, who says, top of the frozen morning. Mike in Myers also says hello. And Jim in Blackridge says, it's one of these mornings where we need extra covers. You already played up Help by the Beatles. Maybe you could find a few more. And we'll see if we can find something. How about if we give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? Our pop quiz is here just for you. Are you ready? Today, our pop quiz challenges you to name five words that start with B and end with the letter O. They can be of any length. Five words that start with B and end with the letter O. Your words can be of any length, and we've already had quite a few sent in to us as a result of this puzzle being in our regular Thursday evening newsletter. I'll share some of those with you, and I hope you'll share some of yours with us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You also can use instant input at slbradio.org/radio. Our toll-free number is 1-888-752-7234. Again, we're looking for words that start with B and end with the letter O. That's our pop quiz for this morning. Good luck. There's one in this song. Catfish Keith at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight, baby? Stand around Jimmy John all night long. John, baby, with your lonesome song, mama. Yeah, man. Knock it down, baby, good. Downtown girls wanna go to Somerset. Jumping up and down, baby. Dancing all night, baby, jumping up in the moon, baby. Come back, baby, coming down real soon, mama. Oh, get it now, yeah. Ooh, right. Some song, mama. Tell me what you're gonna do up the country, baby. Jumping up the country today, but coming down, mama. Yeah. Thank you. got something good, gonna knock you down, silly mama. You know something good, something come around, mama. Alligator wearing polar bear skin pajamas, mama.
Catfish Keith at the Saturday Light Brigade with the song for the puzzle, Buffalo Gals. We're looking up for you to come up with five words that begin with B and end with O. Their length is up to you. And we have quite a lot of responses. I'll start to share them with you in a moment. If you would like to phone in your response, 412-200-5975. Well, I have been reading a lot of the answers coming in, and I should be reading them to you, not just to myself. So here are some of the letters that have come in, and emails, and phone calls, and texts. Nina! From Bethel Park, I do believe, has Bolo, Bonobo, Bamboo, Borneo, and Banjo. Lori from way back. Good to hear from you. Lori has Boo, Bandolero, Bozo, Bongo, and Boogaloo. Norma has Bio, Burrito, Bravissimo, Bravo, Bro, Balto, Boo, Banjo, Bingo, and Bo, Don and Margie in 84 PA have B&O, Railroad, Buffalo, Brello, Baraxo, Bordello, and B-U-F-O, scientific name of a toad. Buffo, he remembers this from Wind of the Willows and Mr. Toad of Toad Hall. Here's a listener whose name I don't have, a phone number ending in 891. Pico, Bio, Boo, Bucko, and Bunko. Neil in Greencastle has Braggadocio, Bamboo, Burgo, or Burgoo. Boogaloo, Bandolero, spelled also Bandolero, Boo, Bimbo, Bio, Boo Boo, and Boo Hoo. Jim in Crafton Heights, as well as Mike and Mars, noted the simple B-O. Also Bamboo, Bada-Bo, Ballyhoo, these from Jim in Crafton Heights, Bongo, Bingo, Bunko, Burrow, Brujo, Banjo, Bozo, and Bronco. James Kastner, good morning, James. Bingo, Buffalo, Bolero, Bronco, and Bunko. Craig and Martha Miklick with Bolero, Bozo, Buffo, Buckaroo, Bravado, and Banjo. Barbara on behalf of Tom and her in Stallstown, Bingo, Borneo, Bimbo, Ballyhoo, Boogaloo, Boo, Boohoo, Buffalo, Banjo, and Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, Bandito. Leslie has Bunabo, Banjo, Bordello, that's a new one, Bago, Boo, and Borneo. Russ and King, North Carolina, had quite a few. Boo, Bio, Bro, Buffalo, Bamboo, Bozo, Burro, Banjo, Bongo, Bronco, Burro, Buckaroo, Bistro, Bordello, Braggadocio, Bambino, and Bilbo, not only as in Baggins, but as a sword. Trust me, I looked it up, he says. Tom in McCandless says, Bozo shined his spurs with Brasso, then put on his bolo tie and jumped on his Bronco named Bruno as he headed toward Buffalo for the Brillo Pad International Bingo Festival, where he would play his banjo and bongo drums, hoping for a Bravo, and then would go to his favorite Bristow for a Benito tuna and Beefalo Sloppy Joe, followed by a round of Beto. Jim in Blackridge has Bio, Brillo, Beto, Bingo, and Bento, and Buffalo, and Beefalo, and Bimbo, and Bamboo. And Banjo. Quite a lot of words. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And a few more quickly that just came in through Facebook, if I can read them. We have Baloo from Kathleen. Bravo, Bolo, Boo, Ballyhoo, and Bongo from Anthony. And Banjo, Bobo, Bingo, Blanco, and Bravo. From Julie. Thank you, Julie. I was laughing because she had first read our puzzle with a typo in it that would have been very hard to solve. She thought it said list words that begin with band and end in O. That would be tough. I'm not sure how many we'd be able to come up with. A charge to you if you were able to come up with your five or more. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Church way down south where I was born. People used to come to him from miles around to hear the holy words go on. Well, the sister grabbed the deacon around the neck and said, "Won't you sing me this song?" Well, the deacon told his sister that he didn't have time. He felt religion coming on. Just then someone got up and turned the lights all out, and I heard that sister shout. It shouted, "Brother, if you want to spread joy, pray for the lights to stay out." He called the deacon for the kneel and pray. He should have heard the sister shout. She took off both shoes, she took off both socks. She got low down and did the eagle rock. She shouted, "Brother, if you want to spread joy, pray for the lights to go out." Sermon as I tell it to them. The absence of Nephilism is appalling here. Now all you good brothers have been drinking too much beer. You want to get ready for the judgment day? And get out your little prayer books and get with what I'm about to say. I take two steps forward, two steps back, I get no down. Bald a jack shouted, brother, if you want to spread joy, pray for the lights to go out. Pray for the lights to go out.
Hot Club of Cowtown at the Saturday Light Brigade, where our history riddle comes for you in just a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
If you enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade, we hope you'll enjoy our podcasts. You can learn more about everyday Pittsburghers by subscribing to Crossing Fences and From There to Here, available wherever you listen to podcasts. thank you for playing along with our pop quiz this morning. We had so many answers coming in. Music from Christine Lavin coming up. First, this morning's history riddle. He was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi on January 22nd, 1931, and died before he turned 33. His last name sounds like something found in a diner, except it ends with the letter E. Despite his tragic obit, he had hit after hit. Many considered among the 1950s and 60s best, including one that had this line, "I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress." 412-200-5975 by telephone or text to answer our puzzle. He was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi on January 22nd, 1931 and died before he turned 33. His last name sounds like something found in a diner, except it ends with the letter E. Despite his tragic obit, he had hit after hit, many considered among the 1950s and 60s best, including one that had this line, "I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress." 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you've never called us before, come on over. We'd love to have you on the radio just for fun. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. Good luck. We were talking before about words beginning with B and ending in O. Larry in Elwood City says, "Don't forget the presidential classic involving Bonzo." As much as you might like to. Also, Nathan Douglas has Bajo, Buckaroo, Bamboo, Buffalo, and Burrito. And Nathan has Bandito as well. I see we have a few answers on our history riddle. We'll leave it out for you and see if you can solve it. If you can, 412-200-5975. Do you need to hear it again? It's kind of chilly. He was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi on January 22nd, 1931, and died before he turned 33. His last name sounds like something found in a diner, except it ends with the letter E. Despite his tragic obit, he had hit after hit, many considered among the 50s and 60s best, including one that had this line, "I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress." Good luck. Here now, Christine Lavin at the Saturday Light Brigade.
My parents met on the New York City subway. back before World War II. Dad said, aren't you one of Judge Crawford's daughters? Mom said, how do you do? That's how the conversation started. Above the clickety-clack, on a train from the Bronx to Manhattan, when 220-somethings began to chat. Until that day, what can I say? They were two young commuters, long before there were computers. Until that day, what can I say? Stars align when love is kindly on display. First thing they did after they married was to move north, 50 miles up, to live the life bucolic. They were drinking from the loving cup. Babies came one after another, after another, after another. I am the fourth of nine. They did the best that they knew how to keep us kids in line. It was never easy with a family that size. Thank God for our black Labrador Spanky and his gentle, trusting eyes. Sometimes Spanky was the only one in the house to be loved by everyone unconditionally. My older sister went to nursing school. His brothers were college bound. Soon I was too, but for much of that time I was lost, until I found that music gave me purpose. So I saved every dime till I could quit my day job, though it took a long, long time. And the younger kids all found their way in science, sports, and history. One became a therapist, one became a journalist. He's a bit of a mystery. Some got married, some divorced. Some have kids who are now grown. I keep up with their exploits, 'cause they text me on my phone. Yes, I'm riding the New York City subway. I'm staring at the screen. I look up, there's a young boy pestering his mom. She looks all of 19. A lovely girl sporting earbuds next to a young man sporting earbuds too. But they're both staring at screens. For all we know, she's in Brooklyn, he's in Kathmandu. I want to introduce them to each other and say, kids, open your eyes. Standing right beside you might be a sweet surprise. But I say nothing as the subway rumbles into the dark. But every now and then I remember as I disembark that years ago conversation started. Above the clickety-clack, on a train from the Bronx to Manhattan, but 220-somethings began to chat. And on the day they started talking, everything was new. You gotta look up from your cell phone so this can happen to you. Until that day, what can I say? They were two young commuters, long before there were computers. Until that day, what can I say? Stars align when love is kindly on display.
That's Christine Lavin from her latest album, called On My Way to Hooterville. A number of correct answers have come in to this morning's Hysteriddle. He was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi on January 22nd, 1931, and he died before he turned 33. His last name sounds like something found in a diner, except it ends with the letter E. Despite his tragic obit, he had hit after hit, many considered among the 50s and 60s best, including one that had this line, "I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress." Do you know it? 412-200-5975. Jim in Blackridge got it, so did Tommy in Virginia, Larry in Elwood City, Russ in King, North Carolina, Bub in Freedom, Pennsylvania, Tom in McCandless, all coming up with the correct answer. And we'll give you another moment to come up with the answer. Then we'll reveal it. Chilly morning this morning. Here is hoping you're warm wherever you are. And here is, if you're, the song was troubling you, wondering where did that lyric come from, it's in this song.
Cupid, draw back your bow. My lover's heart for me, Cupid, please hear my cry, and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress.
There it is. And Sam Cooke is our answer. He wrote this song.
And this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow.
Born in Mississippi on today's date. Later went off to Chicago with his family at a young age. Joined a group called the Soul Stirrers as lead singer in the 1950s. Went solo in 1957 with a bunch of hits, including this song, You Send Me, Wonderful World, Chain Gang, Twistin' the Night Away, Bring It On Home to Me, Good Times, and A Change Is Gonna Come. 29 singles in an 8-year career, tragically cut short by a murder in 1964.
Straight to my lover's heart for me.
hear me calling you. I need you, Cupid, help me.
When this song was released, it was considered by many critics to be a perfect song. Its combination of Latin rhythms, a great vocal, and also a great beat made it a monster hit. During its release, do you know the year it came out? 1961, in May of 1961. This song of Sam Cooke's was also considered a classic. It still very much is, and it's become anthemic when it comes to the fight for civil rights and human rights and for all who are working for change. From 1964.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Sam Cooke, today's Hister-Riddle answer. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with him, Sam Cooke. I can't resist a little bit of this song. Do you recognize it yet? Harry Chapin?
It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. Carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John
of bananas.
Yesterday there was a crash in Montour County on I-80. And while a crash is nothing to derive humor from, it is odd because it was between a truck carrying 100 monkeys and a dump truck. And it left to the need to recover those 100 monkeys. And I believe they did account for all but three of them, which they believe will be discovered if residents in the area can help. In this song by Harry Chapin it is very prescient. The bananas came first, then the monkeys. I have been looking for an update, and there's none beyond what I just mentioned. This happened near Danville, Pennsylvania, so let's hope the monkeys are all safe. I did hear that three of them were at large, but gosh, it'd be cold to be a monkey right now. Tip of the SLB hat for Larry in Elwood City for suggesting this song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Every time. Red or try to reach in between. She can drain more wine than I've ever seen. I said, come on, girl, don't you get too tight. She started early and we got all night. You gotta take it easy, take it slow. We don't want the whole world to know about the shape you're in. Hey, girl, shape you're in, about the shape you're in. Come on, girl, shape you're in.
Nice picking there from Robert Hale. And the Eighth Wonder Band were featuring this album this morning. That song is called The Shape You're In. The album is Blue Haze. Robert is from West Virginia, the son of Clayton Hale, a West Virginia business person and former delegate to the legislature.